Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of entering into our covenant of victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see in Exodus chapter 17, verse 15, Moses built an altar, called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, because Joshua had discomfited Amalek and the people with the edge of the sword, and the Lord had given him a great victory. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner of victory, showing that we have a covenant with God because Jehovah is the compound covenant-keeping name of the Lord. You and I are called to victory, to conquer the enemy, to subdue him underfoot. We saw the fact that Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, I have conquered the world." And now, you and I can do it because he's given us authority over the enemy. And he's the one who preached the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee, that now you and I can come into liberty because Jesus is our Jubilee, as we declared from Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, and Leviticus 25. All can come to liberty, and we can be returned to all of our possessions and possess all the promises of God and come out of all bondage in every area of our life. All the promises of God are ours. They're all the spiritual blessings that we've already been blessed with. We know that if God be for us, who can be against us successfully, as you and I are more than conquerors and we can overcome. We know that the victory that overcomes the world is our faith, and we have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, a general spirit of faith, which we're going to work our faith with power, acting upon the Word of God that produces specific faith in us. And as we live by the power of God, we're going to be releasing our faith to conquer the enemy, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And thanks be to God, he is giving unto us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and he always causes a triumph in all things in Christ. We talked about the weapons of our warfare that are powerful. They're not carnal, but they're mighty or powerful through God to the pulling down, the demolishing, the destruction of the strongholds and the fortresses of the enemy. Remember that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. You and I have authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us if we meet the condition of taking the authority to stop the power of the enemy. Remember, we've been delivered out of the authority of darkness, translated into the kingdom, the rule and the reign of Jesus Christ. And if we meet the conditions of operating authority, being under authority to the Lord, and knowing that we're in authority over the enemy, and knowing how authority is released through words, and as we speak commanding words, taking authority over all sickness, all disease, all devils, every work of the enemy, we are going to see God manifest the victory in our life. In Luke 11:21, we saw the strong man who is a type of Satan. He keeps his palace and his goods are in peace, but then when the stronger one, who is the mightier one, who is Jesus, comes upon him, he conquers him underfoot. And that's exactly what he does through us as you and I act on the word. And we know in Luke 16:16, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man uses force and violence to press into it to see the victory. We do the same thing in the heavenlies in Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of the heavens suffereth violence and force through us, the church, rising up and entering into the heavenlies as we do battle in the spirit, and the violent are seizing control of it in the realm of the spirit. Because remember, in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in the higher heavenly places. And you and I are to fight the good fight of faith, and we're going to war a good warfare and enter into the victory. Now, we talked about in the last broadcast how we must be armed before the Lord and go forth and drive out all the enemies. If we do so, we'll be guiltless before the Lord. That's Numbers 32 in verse 22. And the land will be our possession, meaning we'll possess the promises in our life. In verse 29, we saw if every man was armed to battle, then the land would be subdued unto them. And in Deuteronomy 9:3, It speaks of how the Lord goes before thee. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he will bring them down before our face. And he said that we're to drive them out and destroy them quickly. We see as they went forth and they smote the enemies, they would subdue the enemies underfoot. We see in Judges 3:30 that Moab was subdued that day, and they had rest for 80 years. We see the Midianites were subdued in Judges 8:28, and they had quietness or rest for 40 years. We saw in Judges 11:33, they smote the children of Ammon with a very great slaughter, and they were subdued. We saw where the Canaanites were smitten, and the Philistines were smitten. In 1 Samuel 7:13, the Philistines were subdued and put underfoot, and the cities that the Philistines had taken were restored. And they were delivered out of the hands of the Philistines, and there was peace. This all speaks of us driving out all of our spiritual enemies as we cast them out of every area of our life, and we enter into the victory, and we have rest, we have peace, and we have restoration in all areas of life. Now, one scripture we didn't look at that's important is Joshua 18, verse 1 to 3. Here's where the land was subdued before them, but there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Remember, there were 12 tribes, so 7 of the 12, that's more than half. That's the majority of them. And in verse 3, Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? We can't be slack or lazy and slothful to go in and possess the land. The only way you can do it, though, is through warfare, and they did not want to engage in the warfare. Don't let yourself be passive and not wanting to engage in spiritual warfare. The only way you're going to possess your land is you have to drive the spiritual enemies out of every area of your life. As you do so, you're going to see the promises come to pass. In 2 Samuel 8:1, David smote the Philistines and subdued them. In 1 Chronicles 17:10, the Lord said, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. And in Psalms 81:14, he said, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. God will smite all your enemies underfoot if you'll do what he says. In Hebrews 11:33, through faith they subdued the kingdoms. In Joshua 1, we see that every place with a soul their foot treaded upon, God gave it to them, and they went forth, and God fought their battles, and they smote the enemy underfoot. We see in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1, where David and his men were come to Ziklag, and the Amalekites had come and burnt the city with fire, and had taken captive their wives and their sons and their daughters, where all the children of Israel, they were very grieved and very upset. But in verse 6, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And in verse 8, he inquired of the Lord. And he said, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered and said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. See, David knew he had a covenant of victory. Instead of getting discouraged, he encouraged himself. And then he sought the Lord to say, hey, should we go after and pursue this enemy? And God said, pursue, which means to run after with hostile intent. And if you will pursue and run after your enemies and drive them out, you will overtake them, and without fail, you will recover all. You've got to understand, the enemy knows the greater one is on the inside of you. In Joshua chapter 2 and verse 9, here's where Rahab said to the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. That's right, the enemies faint because of who you are, which is Christ in you, and he is the victor. In Numbers 14 verse 9, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. Remember, the people of the land are the physical types of the spiritual enemies, which are the evil spirits that we have to deal with in our life to drive them out in order to enter into the covenant of victory. It says, they're bred for us. Their defense is departed from them. The truth is, every evil spirit out there, their defense is departed from them. They're bred for us. The Lord is with us. To have no fear of them. You have authority over all the power of the enemy. You've got to rise up with the weapons of warfare and drive the enemies out of every area of your life. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. The things that are seen are temporal or subject to change, while the things that are not seen are eternal. Our focus is on the things of the Spirit. Remember, we walk by faith, not by sight or that which is revealed to the senses. Now in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more." How did their judgments get eliminated? By casting out the enemy. Why do judgments come? Because of sin, whether it's from inheritance or your own sins or victimization in life. How did they get free? They cast out the enemy through the king that was in the midst of them, and the result is you will not see evil anymore because you will enter into the covenant of victory. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 38, here is David's psalm of thanksgiving for deliverance from his enemies. He says, "I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. I have consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Hast given me the necks of mine enemies that I might destroy them that hate me." God wants you to pursue, run after with hostile intent, after your spiritual enemies, and you don't stop until you've wiped them out. They're fallen underfoot. He gives you the strength. You're going to subdue them under you. In 2 Samuel 23, verse 9, Eleazar, one of the mighty men of David, he had to deal with the Philistines that were gathered together against him. And in verse 10 it says, "He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. He kept smiting and smiting and smiting and smiting and smiting." It says his hand got weary, but it says his hand clave unto the sword. When is your hand cleaving to the sword? Well, what's the sword? The sword is the sword of the Spirit, which is the spoken word of God. In other words, when you have your mouth in operation, speaking forth what God tells you to speak in His Word, then your hand is cleaving to the sword. Well, he kept on smiting the enemy, even though his hand was weary, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. As you smite the enemies, you are going to experientially enter into your covenant of victory. You know, the Bible says in Revelation 21:7, it says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things." The word "overcometh" is nekao, which means to conquer. So he that conquers shall inherit all things. We've got to conquer the enemies until they're put underfoot. Remember 1 John 2:14, where it says, "You are strong or mighty, and the word of God abides in you, and have overcome or conquered the wicked one." 1 Corinthians 15:25 says, "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet." If the enemies are to be put under his foot, then they're to be put under your foot because you are a part of the body. Jesus is the head, but you and I are in the body. So therefore, all of his enemies are to be put under your feet as well. And then in Romans chapter 16 and verse 20, the Bible says, "The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly." Bruise means to break in pieces and crush. The God of peace shall break in pieces and crush Satan under your feet shortly. How long is shortly? As long as it takes for you to cast out all the spirits and drive all the enemies out of every area of your life. You and I have a covenant of victory. We're going to rise up with our authority and release our faith and work our faith, releasing the power of God, and we're going to continually smite the enemies and drive them out until they are conquered and subdued under our feet. Be a doer of the word and enter experientially into your covenant of victory. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. If you're looking for a church that teaches the uncompromised word and will minister healing and deliverance to you continually until you are set free, come to our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.